Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Is it penis or nuts?
It is not nuts.
Oh, it's penis. I say that a little bit too creepy at the end. A little too creepy at the end, I think.
It's settled.
My voice sounded there.
Sounded a little excited.
Oh, it's penis.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of sounded like you just were playing, like you knew.
Hang on, that's, yeah. Is it penis or nuts?
It is not nuts.
Oh, it's penis. You're right. That was a rhetorical game between me and Craig, wasn't it?
It sounded like he already had his mind made up.
Yeah.
We all knew what was going on there.
It's like some blind taste testing, maybe, or something like that.
That's how I got into Craig's frat right there.
Craig doesn't have a frat.
That's how I joined Craig's frat. Then there was no frat. Pissed me off. Nick Allen later on. Petey Max here. We got sports coming up later.
Getting a lot of details about what turkeys do when they get a hold of you.
Well, if you're 7 years old,
right?
If 7 years old, they're going to hurt your ass.
Damage they can cause.
Yeah.
And pretty soon we're going to have PETA after us. Tyler advocating the slaughter of wild turkeys.
Yes, I do. If they're chasing a 7 year old kid, yeah. Yeah.
No, what they did was fine. They just got in the way.
Yeah, but the turkey was still free. If you see the video,
interference.
The turkey could have chased somebody else down. He was still there and still pissed. That kid's got to go to school the next day, too. That kid ain't going to school for weeks. Mom, there's a turkey out there.
Oh, he's getting a ride.
Yeah,
you know that turkey. Yeah, that turkey's holding a grudge.
Then you sound like a cartoon. All of a sudden, a kid looks out the window, and there's a turkey just holding his, puts two fingers to his eyes, points to the kid. Yeah. I'm checking you out, kid. That's a total Family Guy bit right there.
That's where they get turkey fingers from.
Right.
He gets a note from the turkey
exactly.
During school.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 o'clock, parking lot.
Yeah. I know your route home. I'll find you.
This ass ain't over, kid.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 2000, a divided U.S. Supreme Court reversed a state court decision for recounts in Florida's contested presidential election. The decision effectively transformed George W. Bush into the president-elect.
I'll tell you what, that movie looks great. The Cheney movie.
And Christian Bale.
It's getting all kinds of great pub. It doesn't look like it's flattering for that particular president.
What's it called? Dick?
Vice.
Oh, Vice. Yeah, I knew it was one word. It should just be called Dick.
It's called Nuts.
It
should have been just called Dick, exactly. Then you just Googled Dick. It's called Vice, but he looks amazing. He looks just like him. But Sam Rockwell plays President Bush in the previews I've been seeing. And who plays that? Rumsfeld? Not Rumsfeld. Who plays?
It's Steve Carell.
Steve Carell plays.
I'm pretty sure it's Rumsfeld.
That's right. Yeah. But it basically Vice was the president, which we all kind of knew at the time.
Who plays the guy that gets shot in the face?
Oh, they show that clip, too.
They do.
They did show that clip.
They just show him sitting in the...
And shooting a gun, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's kind of sitting in the car,
but
he's got his hunting gear on.
Yeah, it looks like a really good movie.
And you could tell he's fresh off it.
But it doesn't look flattering for
shooting his buddy in the face.
For the young Bush.
See, I'm really not interested in that.
I am because I won't go see the theater, but it's historical perspective, and he looks amazing. I'm watching a movie now that didn't do really well in the theaters, but it was came out in 2011. It was about the financial crisis in 2008.
Is Bitcoin involved?
No. It was how the It's William Hertz in it, a bunch of really famous people, but it probably really in the weeds about that particular crisis.
Right.
The mortgage and loan crisis. Mm-hmm. And he plays, the, I guess, the treasurer of the United States. I forget who he was at the time, but, you know, it was too in the weeds for us at the time even to pay attention, because everybody's 401k died and people lost their jobs and paychecks and houses and things. You know?
It's not The Big Short, was it? That came out.
No,
later.
That's a good movie. No, it was about that particular time period. It's on one of the movie channels now.
Is The Big Short worth looking at?
Oh, that's the best. That's a great movie. Yeah, watch The Big Short. You'll like that.
There is a guy in the movie who plays the guy who Cheney shot in the face.
Is it okay?
It's not anybody you've ever heard of.
No. But it's called Dick.
Or Vice.
Just Google Dick.
And Tyler Perry is in this playing a dude.
Well, he plays, he was an action hero in a movie a couple of years ago. Yeah, he was. Tyler Perry started as an action hero in a movie.
He plays Colin Powell.
Oh, he does?
In this movie.
Okay. As Medea?
Eventually.
Is he cross-dressing Colin Powell?
That's a big twist at the end.
No, he plays both Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice.
A very tall Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, who plays Condoleezza Rice? Anybody we know? Because she's got to be in the movie somewhere.
Or is she coming later?
Lisa Gay Hamilton?
There you go. We'd recognize her. Probably saw her, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I recognize her.
I would recognize her. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Oh, she was in The Practice back in the day.
Black chick?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. You never know. You play different roles now, you know?
Charlie Sheen seems to be pleased that he is celebrating 1 year of sobriety.
Now, is this alcohol? Because you just had a picture of him on the cover of High Times.
He shared a photo of a sobriety coin from Alcoholics Anonymous on the Twitter. Sheen said that he'd been sober for over a decade, but revealed in 2016 that he fell off the wagon after he was diagnosed with the HIV. And that's my question, Tyler. I don't know the answer to that. He was just on the High Times magazine in the April, perhaps.
Yeah, you just saw the photo there. And I'm saying, you can be drunk, sober, and still smoke dope, but we also heard people say, you got to be off everything. Well, if you didn't have a problem with dope, you only had a problem with alcohol.
You know? You can still function and smoke weed,
Well, I don't get why you can't,
it.
You know, the dope might help him
but
not be an alcoholic, right?
Understanding is you're really not welcome at the meetings unless you are, void of all substances.
They're all hooked on caffeine.
Right, I don't get that.
Yeah, and cigarettes.
You know what, this is one thing we don't know anything about because none of us have ever said, I'm so-and-so and I'm alcoholic.
That's not true. I've been to a bunch of meetings probably 15 years ago or so. And, they just want you there. They don't care if you're a little, if you keep showing up messed up, they're going to, ask you to
not be around. He means, can you, are there meetings of people that just don't drink but do get high on weed, not anything hardcore?
It seems the philosophy is.
That they don't seem they have a problem, that they don't think they have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be an alcoholic and just quit drinking alcohol and just smoke weed.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
He's got to be a stoner. He wouldn't be on High Times. If he was totally sober from everything.
Well, he would because he's promoting his own line of vape pens.
I understand that, but I don't think he'd be involved in that.
It's a lifetime achievement award. Yeah.
See, but most of the hardcore ones, and I can only go by, like our buddy Mark Lundholm, because he has an addictive personality. He doesn't dabble in anything.
The Bill W. guys are not going to call the show. Some of them don't, but let us know. There's got to be meetings for people that just don't drink, but smoke a little weed.
Yeah, smoke some weed.
Right.
Well, the guy we met here just a few months ago, that comedian Dan Soder, you know, that was his deal. He said he quit.
Yeah, he did.
He quit. He quit. Hey, I can't drink. I have a problem with this, but I'm going to smoke a lot of weed.
He smokes a lot of weed, right? Yeah. And he's functional.
Seems to be a functioning member of society.
And he did say that. You're right. Soder did say he's not drinking anymore.
Do a little blow off a stripper's ass every once in a while.
I don't think we got there with
him. Is that cool?
If it's not a problem. You volunteered that. Were you a...
court order.
Were you a sponsor? Okay. I'd say, were you a sponsor? I mean, did you hang out with a buddy who was up? You went to meetings with him?
Was it?
Oh, it was court ordered. Huh?
I have gone back in the last 10 years when things were weird. And I can just these people's lives are way worse than mine.
Yeah, is that where you went?
Yeah.
Perspective is all it was.
Oh, so it was court ordered.
Yeah, it was court ordered.
I would guess that...
Weed bust? Alcohol bust? Yeah. alcohol. You don't have to share if you don't want.
No, it was just alcoholism early in life that, you know, it obviously worked.
Yeah.
The meetings. I did 2 months. I had 60-day coin, all that nonsense. You bet. I still got the book at home. You want me to bring it in?
No,
for
I'm not.
Bill W's
the chip.
I
quit. Yeah.
You saved that chip?
I don't have
no.
a problem.
No.
No. I gave it to somebody else because when I was drinking.
Yeah, because you start drinking.
Yeah. Because you didn't earn it?
I did at that point. Yeah, I was legit.
You did, but then you lost it.
Yeah.
You were sober 2 months in your early 20s?
Yeah.
Or mid-20s?
That would be, early 20s.
God, that had to be tough.
Not really.
Not have a drink in 2 months.
I was in trouble.
You're in bad shape.
Yeah, I was in a lot of trouble. So,
were you working then? Were you working on TV here?
No. I was. This was a tail
college.
End of college.
Oh, you're still in college. Were a mess. You mentioned.
Yeah, so it was 20. I guess 20 years ago now.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people, friends anyway, that I know, that have gone to those meetings, court ordered.
Yeah, I get it.
Like I said, I have been back though. I mean, it's a great perspective.
That's
man.
That whole show, Loudermilk's about. It's great.
Plus, I got great coffee.
All right, here's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
He's sober.
Hi, how you doing today?
What's up?
Sober on alcohol or sober from everything?
Sober from on nicotine. I vaped and coffee, so.
Oh no!
I've been sober from drugs and alcohol for 8 years now.
Okay, now are there groups that allow people to be just that are alcoholics but do smoke weed on the side?
Well, the general consensus in this area is no.
You're not allowed to do that.
No other substances.
It's a personal decision. I mean, I saw a guy take a 20-year chip, but I know that he still smokes weed.
Mm-hmm.
But he
doesn't drink alcohol. I would think that'd be a proud moment if you can quit alcohol. I understand. I'm not going to tell you guys what to do, but you said you smoke caffeine. I mean, You drink caffeine.
You can do that?
And you're hooked on nicotine. Yeah. So, you know, you do. Weed is not any worse than either of those two. We all know that.
Well, now they would suggest that with weed, you're a little bit more impaired.
Yeah, it's mind altering.
Yeah.
Is that the difference?
In my opinion, yes. Because. Yeah. I mean, my functionality kind of goes down when I'm on weed.
It does for a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's the reason they do it.
That's why I like it.
Yes.
No, did you have a problem with alcohol and weed before you became sober?
Yeah, I had six different groups of friends, and I would drink six nights, so no one knew how much I was drinking.
Oh, God, that's got to be tough, man.
Well played.
Six different groups of friends, though. That's pretty cool.
You're my Thursday night friends.
Yeah.
That is well played. You know what? If you want to stay sober, you should probably hang up right now. But we appreciate you calling, man. Thank you.
And, no problem. Have a great day.
Congratulations.
Take care, thank you, Chris.
Nice congratulations. Petey's
writing that down like when Craig gets a Deadpool suggestion. Oh, hey.
Tyler's thinking,
find
man,
new
that's some serious juggling. That is a juggler, man. Tom.
Oh, my God. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris had what Chris was saying, too. It pretty much nailed it. But even prescription drugs and stuff, you know, if you have a surgery and stuff like that, it's a touchy conversation on, you know, a narcotic you're given or even like a benzo of sorts. You know, how do you take that? Are you sober? Are you, you know, do you take more than what's asked of you?
I saw a boxing movie, and it's a true story. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was a guy that beat he's a middleweight guy in the early 1990s. But the fact was that he had never drank or did drugs in his life, and he was in a car accident, was paralyzed, and he refused all kinds of pain meds the whole time because of that reason, because he didn't want
to touch it. What's interesting is I was sober for 5 years, never even got into the pills, and I had two surgeries, found out I really liked those, and everything kind of went down again, which led me back to drinking. And today, you know, anything mind altering I can't take, my life goes down quick.
I'm glad you recognize that, and you're sober. Congratulations.
Yeah, I wish I'd be able to pull this thing off like you guys do.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, well,
I couldn't.
No, I know. I tried
and failed miserably, so you guys can still get up, go to work, but, you know, drink when you feel the need to, and life doesn't blow up around you.
No, you're right. And we've talked to alcoholics before that have told us that for years. That you guys should, if your life's not blowing up and you have a few drinks once in a while, that's what most people are.
Still an ongoing experiment.
You never know.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care, man.
All right, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ryan.
Man.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. What's up?
Oh, I was just calling in on the AA thing. Yeah. I think my general take, I've been sober 9 years, but my general take is I don't really care what you're doing.
Good
point. I'm just trying to stay sober.
Okay, All right.
Yeah.
You don't worry about everybody else.
Now you,
you're worried about yourself.
Were you just an alcoholic? Did you have problems with everything back in the day?
Oh, I mean, alcohol was number one, mm-hmm. but I pretty much do anything you threw in my face.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And usually it was because I was drunk.
Yeah.
Alcohol, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Alcohol's a gateway. It's not weed. We all know that.
It is, man.
Right. Morons.
I was not a no man.
All right. So did you? So you're sober from everything then? Right now.
For Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Yep.
Nice work.
All right.
Go ahead. Nobody really liked me when I wasn't. So.
Okay, you're one of those bad guys, bad drunks, pain-ass drunks, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, congratulations, man, on being
sober.
Hey,
thanks, man.
All right. You know, I joke about that. We joke about it all the time. It's like you're glad you're not an alcoholic, so you can have a drink or two.
Mm.
And you're right. I mean, those people, like you said, they go out of control.
But we got a lot of sober people that listen to us. For guys that talk about drinking a lot.
They might salivate a lot. They might salivate a lot.
Yeah.
We might have been the cause of the fall off the wagon
a few times. Yeah. That guy
or maybe they use us as a test.
Could be.
That guy that had different friends, now this was a different situation, but this is at least 10, 15 years ago. I was home for the holidays, and it just so happened that only a couple buddies could get together every night. And these are all old school buddies. But I was the one free. And I wanted to see every one of these guys. But they had lives and appointments and things. So it ended up being like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just Friday, five different sets of dudes. And that kills you.
Yeah.
Because you're on vacation. You don't care.
Mix that with the it's penis. Well, five different sets of dudes.
I did say five different sets of dudes.
All right.
But that guy did it every week with just different friends. Man, just to hide it, too.
I kind of lived that life for a while, though, in the
You found different guys.
Go to the bar.
Well, if you're at the bar.
You know you're going to run into someone every night.
That's a good point.
If I just sit there long enough.
Somebody I like is going to stop by. Yeah. That's like this place I go to back east. If I sit there long enough, somebody walk in there I know, and then I'm done. And that's going to happen in next week, actually.
Ah, yeah. Great.
But only be three nights. But I'll be pouring myself back on a plane by myself in a couple weeks because of that. Three nights of, hey, what's up? How you doing? Okay, yeah, a few drinks with you. And then
good morning, sir. Three.
All right.
Oh, there'll be a three morning flying back.
It's my Thursday, guys.
All right, quick break. Going back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.